This is the WHTC News Spotlight, and I'm Gary Stevens. The newest Hope College students are challenged to lead the exam in life. Dr. Patrice Rankin, Dean for the Arts and Humanities and a professor of classics at the Holland School, titled his remarks, "The Urgency of Now," as he delivered the featured address during the opening convocation. Here's an excerpt.
I have been at Hope, part of this beloved community, for a little over a year. Last year saw the inauguration of our 12th president, John C. Knapp. Last year on this day, President Knapp stood where I am standing and addressed the first year class, parents, and faculty on what he titled Life Together, based on Dietrich Bonhoeffer's book of the same name. At last year's convocation, President Knapp's Life Together drew from his own study of Bonhoeffer and his vision for what a college like Hope could offer you, a shared space to learn and grow, to expand your minds and hearts, and even a place where you can balance time together with the discomfort of being alone for study and for reflection. The idea of life together, Bonhoeffer's and Knapp's, is one that I took with me all of last year doing what was my first year here at Hope. It drew me back to my own college experience when I became, to me, more of a human being. Life together reminded me of when I sat where you are sitting and heard all of the advice that you're hearing, some of which sticks and some of which is as light as air. It's cliche by now, but college did expand my horizons. I met and interacted with people who were different from me, who came from different backgrounds, ate different foods, and even spoke different native languages, or in some cases, highly affected English. We were all together sharing in the common purpose of learning and becoming more human, of living what Socrates, whom I learned about in my Greek class, called the examined life. Socrates went as far during a trial against him in Athens as to assert that the unexamined life was not worth living. It was abios, abios. That a in Greek is a negation, sort of like asymptomatic, not having symptoms. Abios, it was not a life. The unexamined life is not a life. So Socrates wants us to get a life. In the 5th century before Christ in Athens, Socrates gathered the young people together to think about some of the most important questions of their time. They were his first year students, his sophomores, his juniors, his seniors, one of whom was Plato, who went on to found his own school, the Academy. What we need today, right here, right now, are young leaders who are full human beings, who live the kind of examined lives that Socrates spoke about. And we should understand, along with Socrates, that the examined life is fun. You should be excited. It's going to be fun. We expand our horizons and have experiences that we take with us for the rest of our lives. We become more human. I have to be honest and open with you in saying that the examined life is one of the main values that we would like you to cultivate at Hope College. Over the course of the next 4 years, if you find yourself traveling to new places, interacting with people who are very different from you, or asking questions you never thought you would ask, then we have succeeded as your professors and friends. You might try new foods, as I did in college. You might ask humanitarian questions in your biology class that you never thought pertained to science, as Socrates would have you do. The integrated knowledge that you take from these experiences is precisely the point of a liberal arts education. That's why you're here. Parents, trust me on this. The examined life will lead to more than a job. Your sons and daughters will create the job. I believe that in these students, in these 840 students sitting out here, I believe in every single one of you. We trust you to shape a world in the next decades that will astound us.
About 2,000 attended the ceremony at DeVos Fieldhouse, climaxing the opening orientation weekend. Start of classes in Hope's 153rd academic year is on Tuesday morning. That's the WHTC News Spotlight. I'm Gary Stevens.